Headline Report. News and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting today from California, where President Nixon continues working and relaxing. China Day in San Clemente. Details after this.
Rain, sleet, salt, detergents, grease, everything bounces off the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax, especially sunlight. Put on a shine in 25 minutes, put off another one for 25 weeks.
Turtle Wax is the hard shell finish. Turtle Wax, Turtle Wax.
Liquid or paste, choose Turtle Wax for your car. Anything else is mock turtle.
Would you believe it? I'm 2 years old. You see, I'm a black vinyl car top, and already I'm dry and brittle and prematurely gray. But my owner has just started caressing me with Turtle Wax black top wax. Ooh, I can feel myself getting soft and supple, and my lustrous jet black color is coming back. Ooh, don't stop. Ooh.
Black top, white top, no matter what color vinyl top you have, there's a Turtle Wax vinyl top product just right for you.
President Nixon is seeking to speed a Cambodian peace settlement. The North Vietnamese, believing they have everything to gain and nothing to lose by dragging their heels on this, are doing just that. Mr. Nixon is seeking help from Communist China, believing, hoping that he has some leverage with Peking that he doesn't have with Hanoi. Namely, that the mainland Chinese want to increase contacts with the United States, want to gain some insurance against trouble with Russia, want to gain American technology, equipment, and agricultural know-how, and they want long-range credit. This all in the background as China's top man in the U.S., Wang Chan, spends the day at President Nixon's seaside villa and part of the night at a Hollywood-style party given by Henry Kissinger in Los Angeles. Wang Chan heads the new mainland Chinese mission in Washington. His trip to San Clemente, his first, precedes another mission to Peking by Dr. Kissinger, tentatively scheduled for late July or early August. Kissinger to consult during that trip with Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai. Cambodia is heavy in the mix on both ends, San Clemente and Peking. President Nixon is urgently trying to speed a Cambodian peace, hoping to have a settlement by August 15th, because that's the deadline Congress imposed by ordering that funds be shut off for all Indochina military operations by that date, unless Congress specifically authorizes an extension. U.S. bombing, heavy and otherwise, has been going on in Cambodia on a daily basis for nearly 4 months. Cambodian guerrilla units and the North Vietnamese have been gaining more and more territory. The Indochina war has continued to some degree in South Vietnam and to some degree in Laos. In Cambodia, it has continued full scale, in fact, on a scale greater than before, what is called the peace settlement reached in Paris early this year. Cambodia now is the Indochina explosive point. The president is hoping Chinese leaders may help get him off the hook there. Some American diplomats, presumably President Nixon too, although that is not confirmed, counted on ousted Cambodian Prince Norodom Sihanouk to help work out a settlement. Sihanouk lost power in Cambodia, you recall, in 1970. He has blamed the United States while in exile in Peking. Reports were widespread early this week that when Kissinger went to Peking later in the summer, he would consult with Sihanouk. Sihanouk threw such reports back in Kissinger's face, saying, quote, there is no time for talk. It is too late. A signal that Sihanouk thinks he will return to power in Cambodia without U.S. deals, because he figures the Americans soon will be powerless to stop him. That leaves it up to Zhou Enlai and company. They have increased bargaining power now, and of course can be expected to use it. The president and Dr. Kissinger are involved in a delicate, dangerous big power game, trying to play off Moscow against Peking and vice versa, believing, hoping that each needs improved relations with the U.S., technology, trade, and credit so much that neither will risk not helping extract America from Indochina with some semblance of honor, honor as defined by the president and Kissinger. Mr. Nixon professed to be delighted with the progress made with Moscow on a wide range of issues during General Secretary Brezhnev's just-completed visit to this country. Now it is Peking's move. As the first communist Chinese diplomatic representative to America in almost a quarter of a century, visits Southern California.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip walking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. we've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that Vice Grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of Vice Grip locking wrenches do not know the total story. There are many uses for Vice Grip that we haven't heard about. That's because Vice Grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about Vice Grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a Vice Grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice Grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name Vice Grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a Vice Grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
I'm Ben Ratter, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting today from California. This has been First Line Report from CBS News.